Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ruth King is here. Ruth's one of the top Brain Trust members that we have, especially in the area of running your business more efficiently and more effectively. She is the founder and the CEO of ProfitabilityChannel.com, which is an outstanding online television network. She's the author of a number of books, including The Ugly Truth About Small Business, and she's our good friend, Ruth King. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. Now, you've got a new venture going on, Ruth. You've got a new website that you're going to launch in about a week. It's all about how to be better at the financial part of your business, right?
That's it. It's called TurnOnMyFinancialLightbulb.com.
TurnOnMyFinancialLightbulb.com. You couldn't get any more words in there?
Well, no, dude. It really describes what it is.
I know.
It's business, self-help, financial coaching. I mean, it's really what it's all about.
TurnOnMyFinancialLightbulb.com. That's the only thing you got to remember. And maybe have to have a little, LIGHTBULB, folks, if you're wondering about that. So this is so important, Ruth, because I made a statement in an article I wrote over that was being published even as we speak, that if you don't have your financial house in order, then it negates excellence or any kind of excellent performance in all other areas. What do you think?
That's true. Absolutely.
You can create the best products. You can create, have the best price, you can have all the other great things, you can execute perfectly. If you don't have your financial house in order, ultimately, it will collapse.
Absolutely.
So what do we need to do?
Yeah, I mean, the thing, understanding, my very first client, I don't even know whether you knew this, my very first client was a florist.
I didn't know that.
1981. Huh. And she was having an accounting firm or some bookkeeping firm do her financials every month, and they'd send her statements every month, and she'd look at the P&L and see that there was a plus on the bottom line, throw them in a drawer, and never look at them again. Well, she started having problems paying her bills, and she couldn't understand it because, she's supposedly making a profit.
She's profitable, yeah.
Yeah. So she called me on the phone, and I went over there, and I started asking some questions, and it was really obvious she didn't understand how to read it. And that's okay. Most people, when we go into business, we don't go into business to become a CPA unless you're
right.
A CPA. We go into sort of products, needs, da-da-da-da-da. So anyway, I said, okay, go ask this bookkeeping firm these questions. Long story short, turns out whenever they didn't know what something was, they put it in miscellaneous sales.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So she fired them, and I made her take a bookkeeping class, and she said it was the three most miserable months of her entire life. And the thing was that she learned enough to be able to question. She has some, this was 1981.
You were right out of high school,
30
right?
years ago. Yeah, I'm sorry?
You were right out of high school.
Oh, yeah, I wish. And it was really, she said it was the three most miserable months of her entire life, but she learned enough to question. She has somebody else doing her books now, but she knows enough to be able to say, that doesn't look right, that doesn't look right, and question the people who are actually doing her books.
And you know what else, though, Ruth? If you just get regular financial statements, just regular operating statements and balance sheet, you know enough about your business that you don't even have to take a course, I think, to be able to know if things are going right or not, because you can see how the numbers are showing up. That will help you question things enough.
It does, but it really helps to really understand that you're putting all the right costs and revenues in the right column.
Right.
And the right balance sheets and the items in the right column. That really does help because, most people really look at their P&Ls, but they don't look at their balance sheets, and balance sheets are just as critical, if not more critical, than a P&L.
And what's more than important than that is the relationship between the two.
Yeah.
And then have someone build you or help you build a cash flow spreadsheet projection.
Mm-hmm.
Not the one the accountant, not the cash flow statement the accountant does for you, because those make no sense to you. They're not going to help you at all operate your cash flow. But build a spreadsheet. You can take the P&L and your budget and build that, can't you?
Yes, absolutely.
And put it out over 12 months.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm doing that actually for a client later today, believe
yeah.
it or not.
But your CPA won't help you with that. And I never have understood this, why they don't, Ruth. But I mean, I know why, because they're historians. They're not futurists. But
sure.
But mm-hmm. but still, you've got to with your regular P&L, your regular balance sheet, and your cash flow statement that you build, your projection. If you get those three things, you can turn. You can turn less than competitive organization and products into something that will survive, whereas more competitive products and services won't survive if you don't have the financial records and the financial management.
Absolutely.
So what do you think?
Critical.
All right. So I'm going to say, what do you think is the first step? What's the first step they need to take?
Understanding your.
Go ahead.
The first step to understanding financials.
Yeah.
Is really to either take a bookkeeping class or take my class, because it is really critical to know what a P&L and balance sheet are supposed to be doing in English.
Isn't it important, Ruth, to point out that you're not going to teach them bookkeeping? That's not really what you're going to do, right?
No, I'm going to teach them what a P&L and a balance sheet is all about.
See, that's the thing I think a lot of people think, as you may have said in the first part of the segment. This is not about you becoming an accountant.
No.
It's about, like you said, it's about knowing what questions to ask, because and converting those answers that they give you into something you can operate with.
Yeah, and knowing, or even if you have somebody doing bookkeeping in your organization, when they give you your P&L and balance sheet, you can look at it and go, that doesn't look right. Give
right.
me the backup for this number, or mm-hmm. that doesn't look right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't even do my own taxes. I mean, I'm not a
right.
tax accountant, but that's, you know, what they're there for.
Right.
So, you know, those are the things. And it's really interesting that once the light bulb actually goes off,
right.
it's just amazing what happens with businesses.
Well, and here's the thing, folks. It's one of those things that the more you do it, the better you'll get at it.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be laborious at first, like you said, but within 6 months to a year, you'll become a professional at managing these things. Ruth, give us that website again, please.
It's www.turnonmyfinanciallightbulb.com.
But it's not going to be ready for a week. It's going to be about a week before they can go there. Folks, write that down and look for it in about a week. We're giving you the skinny on it in advance. 20 after, right back with Ruth King. I'm Jim Blasting Gabe. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.